Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
He'll be back on Monday, and this is Pensacola Morning News with him usually, but he's just been out this week on vacation. All's good. He'll be back on Monday. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text, 850-437-1620. It's 53 degrees here in the Pensacola area, going to be a high of about 69, maybe close to 70 today, and so finally kind of getting back into the temperatures that we're used to. Kind of weird because, like, we had a little bit of a cold front this week. While we're having a bit of a cold front, the Southwest was cooking, basically just burning up. And so it's just been kind of crazy to look at all the different temperatures. I mean, we started off the week with blizzards in the Northeast, the Southwest having record-breaking heat temperatures. It's kind of a bizarre week for temperatures all throughout, or just for weather in general in the United States. Speaking of bizarre, I got to cover this story. You heard Steve Taylor talking about it right there, but oh my gosh. Pensacola woman charged after peeing on furniture. Say what? Yeah, I got this from WEAR. She's facing felony charges after deputies said she caused thousands of dollars in damage to not one, but two downtown Airbnb homes. She allegedly urinated on furniture, appliances, and other items in the property, and then filmed it. Investigators say the damage totaled around $3,000. The items had to be completely replaced. Whoa. So, I mean, she didn't even clean up her mess afterwards. This is just, ugh. The woman is now charged with two counts of felony criminal mischief, has been released on bond. Airbnb says she's been removed from the platform. Yeah. I would think. You would think. But here's some of the items. Oh, my gosh. Some of the items she peed on: an antique chair, a typewriter. What was a typewriter even doing in the house? The TV. Say what? A coffee maker, toaster, bedding, and rugs. Yeah. So here's the thing that makes me wonder, though, is, like, so apparently she was doing this to upload videos to an adult content website. Okay. How did they find out that this is what she did? Was it, like, that's the story I want to know. The Airbnb owners, like, when they went in there, their maid service, or maybe they themselves cleaned it up. But I could picture it with the maid service. Ma'am, sir, we need to talk. I'm trying to clean up this property. I don't think it's going to be ready for the next guests. It's not going to be ready in time. This last person left a big mess. They're like, really? Yeah, like, you need a new antique chair and you need a new typewriter. And might need a new TV as well. It's not good. Like, well, okay. So they figure out they're like, it's like her bladder exploded all over the entire property. So they see that, right? So they get that call from the housekeeping. Somebody's bladder exploded all over the house. So you know that there's urination problem, but how did they get to the part of the uploading videos to an adult content website? That's the part I want to know. Was that just something that after they, like, you know, arrested her, she was like, oh, well, I was doing it for this website? Or was it something like, I don't know, the owner of the Airbnb is like, that looks like my property. that couch looks really familiar. Ah, crap. So, I don't know. I want to know the story behind the story. All right. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew right here on News Radio 92.3. Speaking of drama, The Bachelorette has been canceled. Oh, no. Woe is me. Oh, woe is me. I've literally never seen an episode of The Bachelorette. I have seen a clip or two. So I kind of get the gist of it. And I was just like, yeah, this is not for me. This is, I don't see the point or the purpose of that show or The Bachelor or whatever. And, but apparently ABC has officially pulled the plug after disturbing video showing the star of this season, Taylor Frankie Paul, assaulting her then boyfriend. We're talking chairs being thrown, a child in the room. A situation that went from reality TV drama to real-life legal trouble, which she is dealing with, apparently, because of it. So the show was set to premiere this weekend. They've been running promos and everything for it, and now it's just, boop, gone. They're like, oh, never mind. That's too much drama for us. They're like, we like drama, but we like it to be kind of manufactured. We control and through the guise of reality TV, that's real drama. Like, nobody's gonna be rooting for her to get to be picked. Or wait, no, she's the one that does the picking, I think. Yeah. So, oh boy. Yeah. So there's, I mean, in case you're concerned about that, oh my gosh. To me, it's just maybe just cancel it altogether. Just get rid of The Bachelorette altogether. Seems like a good time to just take a break from that. Oh, well. Former WWE wrestler is now at the center of a major fraud case. Prosecutor said authorities alleged that he used welfare money to fund a $1.4 million house. He also, where is it? Oh, I was trying to find his name. Where is it? $1.4 million house, along with purchases like a boat and even a tractor. Yeah, he used welfare funds for this. The case is tied to a broader investigation into misuse of public assistance funds. Prosecutors say the money was meant to help vulnerable families, not bankroll luxury items. Of course, he's facing serious charges now. Duke, what's his name? Duke the Dumpster. Never heard of him. Duke the Dumpster, that's the name of the WWE wrestler. So, but it goes back to, you know, we started seeing all these people using COVID funds. You remember that when people were using the COVID funds and they're buying like Lamborghinis and stuff like that. And then they were getting busted with it later. So I'm glad to see that they're at least trying to crack down on this kind of stuff, but man, kind of crazy living the life of luxury right over there. All right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we're going to get an update from Steve Taylor over the newsroom, plus Trump tells a joke that kind of lands flat. We'll talk about that coming up next on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-478-6430 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-478-6430. That's 800-478-6430. What do you have to lose? Call 800-478-6430. Again, 800-478-6430.
Hi, I'm Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, inviting you to Cops, Cars, and Crawfish. It'll be April the 11th at Five Flags Speedway. This event will have a car show beginning at 7:30 until 9:30. At 10 o'clock, the gates will open. At 11 o'clock, we'll serve crawfish plates from Cubs Crawfish. We'll have hamburgers and hot dog plates. We'll have balloon animals, games, face painting, and more for the kids. All proceeds for this event will benefit the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation and their mission to support the heroes of the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Cops, Cars, and Crawfish, April the 11th.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
So, what did I miss today?
Good question.
I'm Andrew McKay.
Chris Bryan.
Austin Price.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
There you have it.
About 69 today, maybe 70. So being a lot warmer, it's been the last couple of days, last few days. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Well, this got uncomfortable pretty fast. Former President Donald Trump making headlines after cracking a Pearl Harbor-related comment, a joke, during a meeting with Japan's prime minister. Yeah. He basically just said something along the lines of, where is it? Cause I had another, there it is. So he said that this was a surprise meeting that they were having. He goes, and Japan knows a little bit about surprises, don't they? How come you didn't tell me about Pearl Harbor? And apparently the whole place is kind of like, did he just make a Pearl Harbor joke with the Prime Minister of Japan? And so, according to insiders who were there, the remark was described as awkward and out of place. That's the kind of stuff that makes people like Trump, though. It cracks him up. Like, he just says things. He wasn't trying to be mean. He wasn't trying to be, he's trying to be funny. And he just says, like, sometimes the most inappropriate things. And it's like, well, he's one of us. Like, how many of us have said things before you're like, oh, I wish I could just kind of take that back and just put that right back in my mouth. So we've all been there. That's so funny, though, because he just like, oh, we decided to have this surprise meeting. Japan knows a little something about surprises, don't you? With Pearl Harbor. How come you didn't tell him Pearl Harbor? Oh, my gosh, dude. That's so wrong. Oh, my goodness. The White House is also weighing in on a story we covered a little bit yesterday. We mentioned that the government has registered alien.gov. Alien.gov. Well, apparently, they did alien.gov and aliens.gov. Oh, two with the plural version. When asked about it, yesterday, the White House literally responded with, quote, stay tuned, plus an alien emoji. Oh, okay. So now you're just gaslighting people at this point. That's, Yeah, this, of course, comes as there's talks about UFO files, possible extraterrestrial life. It's heating up in Washington again. So, both websites, by the way, are inactive right now. Visiting them just shows an error page. And President Trump recently, though, pushed or mentioned that he would like to push to release more UFO files. He said he wants agencies to release information on extraterrestrial life, UFOs, and UAPs, which is unidentified aerial phenomena. So President Obama, back when he was president, says he believes alien life likely exists but hasn't seen proof. There's already a legal framework in place for disclosure. 2023 law requires the National Archives to collect UFO-related records. That includes information on technologies of unknown origin, as well as non-human intelligence. So, not everything has to be released, though. Government can still keep certain records classified if they believe it's for national security. Congress has already held multiple UFO hearings in recent years, including testimony from witnesses claiming knowledge of hidden programs. And some whistleblowers have alleged the government is withholding information from lawmakers as well as the public. So now, with this alien.gov being registered for by the government and aliens.gov being registered, it's got people going, oh, they're about to release a bunch more information. And then when the White House was asked about it, the response was simply, well, you'll have to see. Just going to have to wait and see. So, oh, boy. Yeah, you're just stirring the pot. Just stirring the pot up at that point. Oh, my goodness. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Saw this story earlier in the week. In Turkey, a vial was discovered. It dates back roughly 1,900 years. And chemical analysis of this vial found it had traces of human feces in it, as well as plant oils. Yeah, that's kind of weird. So what was this for? Archaeologists believe that ancient medical texts describe similar treatments for medicinal purposes. That's right. Ancient Roman medicine was apparently human waste with some plant oils. Roman medicine mixed herbal remedies with strange ingredients. Yeah, I would say that's a strange ingredient. The discovery provides rare physical evidence into ancient medical practices that they've already assumed based on medical texts. Holy smokes. Yeah, that's not cool, man. All right, let's go ahead and get a quick update from Steve Taylor over in the newsroom. Steve, what you got going on in the news for us?
Well, first thing I'm doing is putting down my coffee cup. Second thing I'm doing is letting everybody know that Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard is claiming that Iran is still making missiles. An Iranian general made the claim to a state-run newspaper and added they were having no problem stockpiling their missiles. The comment came after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told a news conference that Iran no longer has the ability to produce ballistic missiles. Prices at the pump continue to climb. AAA puts today's national average at $3.91 about a month ago before the start of the war. Prices were about $2.93 a gallon. Drivers in California, of course, paying the most at $5.65 on the average today. Here in Escambia and Santa Rosa, we average about $3.65 a gallon. And in case you didn't know, spring is arriving today. And in case you didn't know the vernal equinox is, as you're drinking your morning coffee and trying to wake up, it's the moment when the center of the apparent disk of the sun crosses the celestial equator and moves from the southern hemisphere to the northern hemisphere of the sky. A lot of people refer to the annual vernal equinox as equal night, which means an equal amount of daylight and darkness due to the sun's position above the equator. And of course, you'll be tested on it later. And that's what's happening.
Yeah. Very nice. Yeah, it is the first day of spring. So sometimes we don't recognize that with down here in the south. We don't have as much of a transition from winter to spring.
While people up north are still digging out.
I was going to say, of course, when they just had blizzards up north, they're still going, it's spring? Somebody please tell Mother Nature, because it's not feeling that way.
Well, so. Living in Chicagoland like I did a few years ago, trees start to come out in May, and finally it warms up there. Summer's a delightful.
Oh, yeah, I was talking to somebody the other day who, even with the out west where they're getting, the southwest is getting hammered by heat right now, it's like, you know what, it's probably going to be like 50 degrees in like 2 weeks. Like, that, it's just one of these things that is just heating up real briefly, and then it's gonna chill out, it's gonna cool off again. So kind of off and on. All right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, we'll cover today in history, plus are we facing an intimacy crisis in our society? That's next on News Radio 92.3.
News. I'm CJ Papa. Iran keeps attacking their neighbors, striking refinery in Kuwait, then Bahrain and Saudi Arabia, while in the UAE.
The Emirates has announced it's dismantled a Hezbollah and Iran-linked terrorist network here in the Emirates. That's coming overnight. There are over 500,000 Iranians that live here in the UAE.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Dubai reports about 2,000 Marines from San Diego are being sent to the Middle East. President Trump explains what he told the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu about attacking Iran's energy fields.
On occasion, he'll do something, and if I don't like it, and so we're not doing that anymore.
And senators will debate the Save America Act for a fourth straight day. The bill would require Americans to show proof of citizenship to register to vote and present photo ID at the ballot box, but it's not gaining any support from Democrats. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 5:31 right now, 49 degrees and clear. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. Pensacola police are investigating a devastating crash that claimed the life of an unborn child. Just before 7:30 Wednesday morning at 9th Avenue and Bayou Boulevard, a blue pickup truck sped through a red light and T-boned another vehicle. The driver of that car, a pregnant woman, survived, but she lost her baby. Officer Mike Wood told Channel 3 News.
Been red for a while. And he blew through that light at a high rate of speed.
The crash was captured on the city's red light camera, which police say will be key evidence.
An example of why you've got to slow down and pay attention to quit running those lights, because now it cost a child his or her life, and it's devastating to this family.
Officer Mike Wood calls it tragic, urging drivers to slow down and obey the signals. The at-fault driver faces possible manslaughter charges with an arrest expected soon. If you're heading to Santa Rosa Island next week, well, Chris Bryan says bring along a little patience.
Pensacola Beach Motorist will see changes next week. Beginning on Monday, a portion of the northbound inside lane of Pensacola Beach Boulevard will be closed on weekdays for the installation of a new toll plaza. Beach officials say the move is temporary. The lane will be closed daily from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Well, with this being the first day of spring, that means all the summer activities are just ahead of us, like the Blue Angels. Practice dates aboard NAS Pensacola. They've announced the dates. The Naval Aviation Museum confirmed the team is going to perform free practice sessions through the air show season, beginning in 12 days on March 31st. The Blue Angels are going to perform shows on July 18th for the beach show, and then November 6th and 7th for the homecoming air show. Bands on the Beach, of course, also returns to Santa Rosa Island April 7th and continues through the fall. The free Tuesday concerts get underway about 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Casino Beach, and look for Cat Country 98.7 to host this season's shows. And finally, first cousins are still legally allowed to get married in Florida. That comes after lawmakers failed to pass a bill in the state Senate that would have banned incestuous marriage for any purpose beginning July 1st in 2026. Florida is one of more than a dozen states where marrying your first cousin is still legal, but most of the U.S. has banned such marriages. Let's check the forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We are going to be looking at some sunny skies today with a high near 75 degrees. Temperatures overnight dropping near 58 degrees. Heading into Saturday, sunny skies, high near 77. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. Going into Sunday, mostly sunny skies, high near 77. And Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 62 degrees. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. Right now, 49 degrees in Pensacola. It's also 49 in Gulf Breeze and 44 in Milton at 5:35. Next news is at 6. Breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Hey, this is Sean with HQ Barbecue in Hot Pond in Pensacola.
Hey, this is Chad Brillante, Communications Director at Career Source Escarosa.
Hi, I'm Darren Costello, owner of Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, Fine Wine and Cheeses.
What do these businesses have in common? They've trusted our years of marketing experience at ADX Communications.
When our commercials air, we noticed an increase in foot traffic, successfully reaching our desired demographic.
And when it comes to reaching job seekers and employers in our community, we look to ADX Communications for digital and radio advertising. Keep up the great work.
I enjoy working with such a great team with the radio station. Dependable, professional, local, and results-driven. ADX Communications.
To have your business become part of our success story, no matter if it's Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, Sports Radio Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola's Playlist 94.5, or the area's most robust digital platform, call us today. 850-262-6000. That's 850-262-6000. And let ADX go to work for you.
You know what keeps most people up at night?
It's not politics.
It's money. Dave Ramsey helps you take control of it, one decision at a time. Real callers, real situations, and straight talk about getting out of debt, building wealth, and finally telling your money where to go.
Where to go.
Instead of wondering where it went.
Where it went.
Dave Ramsey, weeknights 7 to 10 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local.
Local.
Dependable.
Dependable.
Text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Yeah, we were talking about Trump making a awkward, is the best way to put it, awkward joke about Pearl Harbor with the Prime Minister from Japan. Text, Bobby, some of us remember Pearl Harbor and feel President Trump made a totally appropriate and super funny response to the reporter. So, yeah. All right. There you go. I apologize. I forgot to... Wait, what is this? Oh, no, no, no. I can't say that part. No. That's just in here. That's internal jokes only in the text line. 53 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of about 69 today. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text. 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Back in the day today, this is the day that Barron Trump was born. He is 20 years old now. Also, back in the day, this is, if he was still alive, Fred Rogers was born today. He passed away at 75 years old. Today, Kathy Ireland is 63. Holly Hunter, the actress, 68. Bobby Orr, 78. Pat Riley, we talked about him yesterday, the NBA coach, he's 81. And Spike Lee, the actor and director, 69 years old. Why is everybody getting so old? So confusing. 1782 today in history was when the French government approved the use of the guillotine. In 1852, today is the day that Uncle Tom's Cabin, the anti-slavery novel from Harriet Beecher Stowe, was first published. Then 2 years later, in 1854, the Republican Party was established. In Ripon, Wisconsin, former members of the Whig Party met to establish a new party to oppose the spread of slavery into the Western territories. The Whig Party, which was formed in 1834, 20 years earlier, to oppose the tyranny of President Andrew Jackson, had shown itself incapable of coping with the national crisis over slavery. So with the successful introduction of the Kansas-Nebraska Bill of 1854, an act that dissolved the terms of the Missouri Compromise and allowed slave or free statuses to be decided by the territories, the Whigs disintegrated. By February 1854, the anti-slavery Whigs had begun meeting in the upper Midwestern states to discuss the formation of a new party. One such meeting in Wisconsin on March 20th, 1854, is generally remembered as the founding meeting of the Republican Party. So there you go. And then 1954, Zippity-Doo-Dah from the Disney classic Song of the South won Best Original Song at the 20th Academy Awards. Zippity-Doo-Dah. I remember singing that as a kid. It was so catchy. And then that's one of those VHS tapes that I'm betting my mom wished she never got rid of. Because it's like it sells for like tons of money now on eBay because it's been banned. So that'd be an interesting one. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Are we facing an intimacy crisis? In the age of AI, dating apps, social media, and let's face it, just staying in your mom's basement playing video games all day. I mean, that's I was talking to a pastor, and he was saying that they were talking about the concern they have that young men don't want to date. They're like, young men don't. I was like, what do you mean young men don't want to date? You know, I'm sure they want to date. And he goes, no, they actually don't want to date. They are satisfied with just staying in mom and dad's basement playing video games. The basement is a proverbial cliche. Of course, now they have their own bedroom. Some kids even have their own wing of the house. But there's a new conversation emerging about are we having an intimacy crisis in our society? More people are connected digitally, but no connection in real life. I actually understand that. I go to church with people who I don't talk to them. Like, we see each other at church and, hey, there you are, you know. But we carry on full conversations on social media. Like, what? Like, but then when we see each other in person, we're like, oh, I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know you very well. I only know the digital you. That's so weird. Between dating apps, social media, AI companionship, experts are concerned that we're drifting away from actual human relationships. So we're more connected than ever, yet we're not really truly connecting. We talked about this the other day, how ChatGPT is coming out with a beta version of basically an intimacy version of ChatGPT, where you can have very intimate conversations with the AI chatbot if you want. And I was like, that would be horrible for the future of any kind of dating for a lot of society. Because look, how often do you think you're going to have arguments with AI? How often do you know what I mean? Like, AI should be smart enough to go, you know what, I'm going to mold to the kind of companion that you're looking for. And so, geez Louise, like, I don't even know. In a kind of related story, so online dating on, so Tinder, one of the online dating apps, they're rolling out a new AI feature. This AI feature is called Camera Roll Scan. It's asking users for access to their full photo library. Then it's going to use AI to analyze your images and generate photo insights in order to help boost your profile. Huh? These insights summarize your personality, interests, and lifestyle, while also suggesting which pictures of you might attract the most matches. Okay. So basically, it's an AI algorithm that looks at all of your photos in your photo library to go, you know what, I'm going to help you. You may not even realize who you really are. Let me help you realize who you are. It's like a personal dating coach that's done through AI. So now, of course, a lot of people feel like this is crossing the line. It's a little too invasive for any benefit that it may provide. But yet we're seeing, once again, you know people are going to use it. You know there are a lot of people going to be using it. And it's just kind of bizarre and crazy to me, like how much AI is getting involved with stuff. Now, I was joking a little bit earlier about how, like nobody wants to date anymore. Like boys don't want to date. They'd rather just play video games. Girls don't want to date because they don't want to deal with the dirty boys. I don't know. But I saw this story from the New York Post. Desperate singles in New York City are willing to pay up to $200,000 to find true love. How are they paying to it? They're paying matchmakers. So they're, yeah. So singles in New York City are willing to pay matchmakers up to 200 grr in order to find them true love. Like this is the society we live in now. But you know, I was talking to somebody about this yesterday as I was show prepping for it, and they were like, but think about it. In today's day and age, if you've got plenty of money, you're living in New York City, you're probably working all the time. And in today's day and age, what is a social scene where you would meet somebody? Like we don't socialize anymore. We don't have social events. We don't have social things. Like one thing I was telling somebody about Pensacola, one thing that's cool about Pensacola is we do have a lot of social events in Pensacola, but we're unique compared to the rest of the country. The rest of the country's gotten away from like, oh, a gala? That means I got to go see real humans? They're like, no, thank you. And so, yeah. So now in New York City, they're paying 200 grand to matchmakers to set them up with somebody. Wow. Wowza. Some random facts here for you, and then I'll take a quick break. The word spring, as it's the first day of spring today, the word spring may date back to the 14th century and probably originated from the phrase springing time. There's only two U.S. states where it's legal to own an ocean. That's right. Well, okay, not really the ocean. The beach below the high tide line. Private citizens in Massachusetts and Maine can own land all the way to the low tide line. That will actually allows them to block the public from that area between the high tide and the low tide lines. That's pretty bizarre. Massachusetts and Maine. In the U.S. alone, there's 25 different flavors of Pringles, including smoky bacon, everything bagel, dill pickle, and pizza. I like the dill pickle ones. I like salt and vinegar, and I like the pizza one. That's the ones I like, the Pringles. Then stress and fatigue are actually the main causes for experiencing deja vu. Stress and fatigue. So you want to have some deja vu, maybe you can implement it yourself just with a little bit of extra stress and fatigue. Oh, boy. Finally, there's a poison called ciguatoxin. It can reverse the heat and cold sensation of its victims. The toxin is carried by some fish. Very weird. All right, Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. When we come back, I do have a story pertaining to Alzheimer's and dementia. Some interesting progress when it comes to Alzheimer's and detecting Alzheimer's. That's next right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Right now, somewhere close, your dream house is sitting there. Maybe it's got the perfect porch, a backyard made for barbecues, a kitchen built for big family meals, and it's just waiting for you to call it home. At PennAir Credit Union, we make it easy to get there with great rates, flexible loans, and local lenders who know the market. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing, we're here to help. So what are you waiting for? Learn more at PennAir.org/homeloans. Equal housing lender.
You know, one of the reasons I really like Christina Leavenworth, I mean, I've known her for forever, ever since she was in the news, and then she started a family and did a couple of things, and then eventually got into real estate. And, you know, those of us who knew her thought, well, I mean, if anybody can do it, you can do it. I mean, no, none of us had any idea she would be so successful at it, because you never know when people start real estate. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't, okay? But one of the things I love about her is she is just devoted to excellence. She always wants to learn. She understands people and their needs. Kind of goes back to her news days of asking questions and learning. And when it comes to real estate, she is passionate about being the best. So when they come across a new scenario, like how do you deal with an estate sale? Because, you know, the offspring, the inheritors may not always agree. How do you deal with a divorce? That's a complicated situation. You know, you got two people selling a thing and don't agree about anything. How do you make that work? So her approach to that is, well, let's learn. Let's get trained. Let's develop expertise so we can become a resource like that. And the next time somebody asks, we can say, absolutely, we know how to do that. That is true across the board. She is a super nerd about real estate. And I mean that as a huge compliment. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 786-3996.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the summer semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, join your friends at another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. This month's theme is Art in Motion. See gallerynightpensacola.org. Springtime brings fresh and new things to discover at the downtown Palafox Market. It's all up and down Palafox beginning at 9 a.m. Enjoy fresh and locally grown produce, craft-made breads, and other food items. See visitpensacola.com. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
You're not looking for an argument. You just want to know what's going on.
And that's a good thing.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
What's going on in the news? It's Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. He'll be back on Monday. Here's your health tip of the day. It's a little bit of a weird one. Scientists now say a simple nasal swab, like a COVID test, could one day detect Alzheimer's years before memory loss even starts. At the same time, researchers are doubling down on something way less high-tech, brushing your teeth. Turns out your mouth and your brain are more connected than we thought. So between nose swabs and toothbrushes, the future of fighting dementia might look a lot more like your morning routine than a hospital visit. So let's start with the Alzheimer's one. In a small study, it identified Alzheimer's patterns with 81% accuracy using a quick nasal swab. The swab collects nerve cells from deep inside the nose where smell receptors connect directly to the brain. Scientists analyzed gene activity in those cells and were able to spot early disease signs. Like I said, 81% accuracy. Wow. The reason why this matters, Alzheimer's damage can actually start 10 to 20 years before the symptoms. And early detection has a better chance of slowing or even preventing the progression. Of course, they need larger studies to confirm it and everything like this, but so far, pretty good indicators right there. Growing research shows a link between poor oral health and higher dementia risk. Gum disease and oral infections may increase Alzheimer's risk through inflammation and harmful bacteria entering the bloodstream. Some studies show that people with poor oral health have 2 times higher risk of Alzheimer's. So experts now emphasize, once again, brushing regularly, flossing, and a regular dental routine could actually help with preventing dementia or Alzheimer's. Holy cow. That's pretty crazy. that's nothing I would have assumed, right? Something like that. So pretty cool. Pretty cool right there. The some other stories in science here. Scientists at the University of Texas, El Paso, built a lifelike 3D-printed robotic rattlesnake. They wanted to find out if the rattle of the robotic rattlesnake would scare animals. It actually showed the animals reacted far more strongly when it rattled versus when the robot was just silent. Then animals that were in areas where rattlesnakes live particularly were a lot more jumpy. So they basically, and then here's what's interesting. Some of the animals were extra jumpy even though they've never encountered a rattlesnake before in their life. There's something about that rattle sound that instinctually freaks animals out. I remember the first time I heard one. I think I was 10 years old. I was visiting my grandparents, and a rattlesnake was in the road, and he just stopped and just rattled at me. And I just remember going back and telling my grandfather, and he was just like, "Nah, I don't think you would have seen a rattlesnake. You would have been more aggressive." I was like, "No, he wasn't. I just went around him, and he left me alone." And he's like, "Nah, I don't think you saw one." He's, "What did it sound like?" And I was like, "It went." And he was like, "Oh, yeah, you did see a rattlesnake." And I was like, "Yeah, it was scary." Like that, just seeing it rattle and the way it would just kind of stared at me, it was freaky. James Webb Telescope, still sending images back from its being in space. It sent a recent one from the spiral galaxy NGC 5134. It's a pretty amazing photo. It's a bright red and orange spiral galaxy is what it looks like. According to NASA, this image this you know, we're seeing it now, but the light emitted around the time the T-Rex went extinct. Wow. And then finally, this is a really cool scientific story. Scientists at the University of Edinburgh have genetically engineered bacteria that can turn discarded plastic, which we have plenty of, into L-DOPA. L-DOPA is a drug used to treat Parkinson's disease. Yeah, so the process, they got this bacteria, and the bacteria breaks down stuff like old food packaging into chemical building blocks. Then their reprogrammed bacteria converts it into this L-DOPA medication. Right now, it only works in the lab, but researchers are hoping to scale it up for real-world use in order to be able to actually have a drug that could treat Parkinson's. Wow. Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's a pretty cool story right there, for sure. All right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. One more kind of science-related story that's happened. Elon Musk, he's controversial, but he gets involved with pretty amazing companies. I mean, Tesla is the one he's most known for, but the Skylink is pretty neat. I mean, he's got SpaceX Starlink, that's what I meant. He's got SpaceX, he's got Tesla, but the Starlink is quickly growing. We used it last year when we did the Blue Angels broadcast on the beach for the Pensacola Beach Air Show, Red, White, and Blues weekend. We used our Starlink in order to do that broadcast, and that was the first time I ever used it. I was blown away at its reliability and ease of setting it up. So Starlink is the reports say that Starlink access has been restricted, so only approved Ukrainian users can connect. This is pertaining to the Russia-Ukrainian war. So basically, Starlink has cut off Russian forces who had been using it for communication and even drone operations. And so, yeah. So SpaceX restricted Starlink access in Ukraine, so only approved users, i.e. Ukrainians, can use Starlink. So it's cutting off ability to have battlefield communications, coordinate operations, and using drones. Very interesting. All right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620.